Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Again, Kane Brown, ticket 7:30. Elitch Gardens. By the way, I just saw where their pool's closing. This weekend's the last weekend for the wave pool or whatever it is.
Yeah, a lot of the different communities have their dog weekend on Monday. You know, that where they let the dogs play in the water because they're shutting it down.
Yeah.
Dog
swim.
Yeah, I think Water World.
Yep, it closes on the 3rd, officially closed on the 3rd.
Their last weekend being this weekend with Labor Day weekend. Again, Kane Brown tickets coming up at 7:30. I was telling Jamie off air, I know that we just signed a 4-year deal here at the radio station, Jamie and I did, for the next 4 years, man, right here.
4 more years.
But I got some bad news this morning.
Oh, no.
May not make it 4 years.
What? Why is that?
Well, it looks like we're going to be extremely wealthy at my house.
Oh, really?
Financially independent.
Really?
No, it's not an inheritance or anything like that. We didn't win the lottery, nothing like that. But man, oh man, my wife last night came home from pottery.
Oh.
And man, do we have plans.
Oh, really?
Jamie, you have no idea. The plate and the mug that we have.
Yeah.
Whew, ideal. I mean, it's absolutely picture perfect. And now, and you said this was going to happen, that we are ordering all the goods that you need in order for the pottery to be done, to make it at home.
Are you getting a kiln? A kiln?
Oh, it's on the list. Oh. The wheels first, though.
Okay.
The wheels should be there today.
You're getting a wheel.
Yes, a wheel today. And I was informed.
And you're going to be throwing it, right? Did she use the terms like, we're going to be throwing the clay?
She did, but I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, I think it's a pottery term.
Oh, yeah. I kind of ducked when she said it. What?
Throwing the clay.
Throwing the clay. But yes, we have these plans that we're going to go online and sell pottery. Now, I did have a question last night that kind of irritated her.
Uh-huh.
And I want to run it by you to see if I was being a smarty.
Are you guys going to be like on Etsy? Is that what we're doing?
I don't really know. Oh, okay. I don't know much about Etsy.
All right.
Is that like an old lady site or something?
No,
it's like specialized Etsy things. Like,
well, I don't know.
Make.
It's public.
Yeah,
it's a huge site.
I don't do Etsy. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. You know what I'm just.
I know, but like, pretty much everybody knows the word Etsy because it's on commercials.
Well,
and stuff.
BJ doesn't. So I don't know Etsy. I know that. Pinterest? Is
yeah,
that what
good,
it's called?
Good job.
Now, is
good
that
job.
A site they sell stuff like this?
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, I don't know. I have no idea. But here's the question I ask. We've been at this for 10 weeks.
Okay.
The pottery class, okay? We only have one plate and one cup.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking the question, like, isn't it going to take a while to hit our financial goals if after 10 weeks we got one plate and one cup?
Now, is this a saucer or is this an actual plate?
I would classify it saucer.
Okay, because that way it would go with the mug, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess. Now, I don't know much about the pottery business.
Yeah.
But I kind of got a dirty look when I said, we've been at this for 10 weeks and we have one plate and one cup.
And what are our going rates now? What are we charging for this?
I don't know. I've not looked into that.
Yeah.
Once I brought up the one plate, one cup, the conversation kind of ended abruptly.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But from what I understand, there's high demand for pottery right now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Well, she knows more about it than I do.
Yeah. High demand.
Really?
Oh, Jamie.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I figure that if I put my autograph on it.
Yeah. It'll go kinda, even skyrocket. Yeah,
because I am the goat.
Yeah.
The goat.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know, man. The pottery business.
And how much are you guys into it? I mean, how much money financially?
I wish I knew.
Because didn't you say that she bought a bunch of clay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We bought now I think we got the wheel on the way.
And then you have to get all the sculpting tools.
You have to have all the supplies.
They all came.
Dude, yeah. And the kiln's going to be expensive, too.
That one's going to be a big one.
Can't you just use like a pizza oven?
I don't think it gets hot enough.
Yeah. It also has to like seal to do it properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the only thing, though. Look, if you're making something like, let me think here. What could you? Maybe you're knitting, okay? Maybe you're making caps or something. I could see you producing enough of those.
I have to
get
to go
something
pee.
Going.
Oh, she's actually going. Like,
bye.
How rude.
Hope everything goes well.
Just trying to have a conversation. You have to just bring it up, you know, what's going on over there. Trying to make a little money on the side, you know. I mean, this gig I got right now doesn't pay for everything. Sometimes you got to have a little side hustle going. You know what I mean?
You know what? You got to start somewhere.
All right,
so at least you guys are starting.
I'll throw it by you guys, even though you don't have an answer. I know that. But I'll throw it out there. Maybe somebody at Texnado. If you're making hats and things like that, I understand where you can produce enough to probably keep a little assembly line going.
Well, yeah, and the cost is low.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. I mean, the cost, not as much, simply because you don't charge as much for the knitting stuff as you would the pottery stuff. So that offsets its stuff. So that's not really my point. My point is mass production in order to make money, okay? I don't know if you can mass produce pottery that well in order to keep up with the demand.
Well, if you're both doing it.
I'm not doing it, Carson.
Say from noon to 7 o'clock at night every night.
I'm not doing it, though. I'm not the one making it.
She's not going to get you on the wheel?
It's a one-person operation.
Yeah. She's going to drag you in. Yeah.
You're
going to
be doing
too.
It.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to football. It's nonstop pottery 24/7.
She knows your schedule. Yeah, she's going to set it for you.
I think the football season, how it started up with the football season, how it, you know, hand in hand here. I think there's a plan there. Yeah. Cut back on my football schedule.
That's brutal.
By the way, I think I'll go pee. That's a good idea. I think I will. All right. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Labor Day weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Here on this Friday morning, looking at some of the reports that the TV stations are doing from the airport, it doesn't look that bad. In fact, it looks like just a normal day out at the airport. But maybe it's going to pick up later on this afternoon, but if you're flying out this morning, you might want to check with your airlines. But as far as the lines go, check-ins, it's really not backed up that much.
Yeah, it seems pretty tame. I would imagine right around like 10 a.m. probably it gets busy.
Today, a Casa Bonita documentary is coming out. It's going to be played at the Telluride Film Festival. That's going to be today and through the weekend. And then it hits theaters on September 6th here in Denver. Now, I don't think it's nationwide. I think it's just here.
It will go nationwide in like Boston and L.A. September 13th.
Is this thing going to be popular?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people like South Park. A lot of people like Matt and Trey.
Do they know about Casa Bonita, though? Because South Park's not in the title. It's called Casa Bonita, Be More.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just don't know how Boston's going to perceive this or even know about it. You know what I mean?
Well, I would imagine it's going to be popular just because the production company that picked it up is MTV, and I don't think that they would just roll with something that no one wants to hear anything about.
Here's the trailer for the program.
People call Casa Bonita the Mexican.
Hello? Here's the trailer for the program.
People call Casa Bonita the Mexican restaurant Disneyland.
When you grew up in Colorado, you just remember how awesome it was.
When I was a kid, there was a dream that one day I could own Casa Bonita.
I am
going to Casa Bonita.
Why do you think Casamita is so important to train?
There are cliff divers, caves to explore. It made it feel like a dream.
Fans of Casa Bonita have been missing this iconic restaurant for more than a year.
We've inherited this building that is $4 million for HVAC. New kitchen, that's probably in the two range.
Have you ever seen Kitchen Nightmares?
This is what every air duct looks like.
It's the most dangerous thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
We have 2 days.
I expect all the drama to cease.
Oh my God, this isn't ready. Tensions are high.
Is like a possibility that it just never opens?
Yeah, it is.
I've never done anything like this.
Any savvy business person would say, get out now. That's not the point.
Casa Bonita, the documentary. I don't know if that's going to be all that great or not.
What's it on? What's the format?
It is going to be at the Telluride Film Festival.
Okay.
As of this weekend, it will be playing there back to back to back to back. And then it's going to be in selected theaters here in Denver starting on the 6th. And then it will go to New York, Los Angeles, and a couple of other cities later on in the month. I don't know.
I feel like it's only for Colorado people.
That's what I was telling the guys, but they feel like there's an appeal out there simply because it's MTV and simply because it's South Park. But as I said, the title itself is Casa Bonita Mi Amor.
Yep.
Yeah,
it doesn't say South Park.
And think about it. Like, you know, everybody back home, nobody's even heard of this restaurant. Most of the country really hasn't even heard of the restaurant, except for in South Park when they talk about it.
Yeah, and I've actually had a couple of people text me when this whole thing was going on and they bought it and everybody's like, oh, South Park owners got it. I had a couple people on the East Coast text me. So, I mean, I know it's out there, but I agree. Like, fans of South Park probably know about it, but other than that, not a whole lot of people.
Yeah, it's like mass appeal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and a lot of times a title will sell it. Uh-huh. And people will gravitate to, oh, my, it's the so-and-so story, right? I got to watch that. But I just don't know where Casa Bonita, if they'd put South Park in the title, maybe a little bit more.
I feel like it's just a Netflix special.
I don't think it's on Netflix.
No, I know it's not.
Oh.
I feel like it would be perfectly formatted as a Netflix.
I feel like it would be better there than rather putting it in theaters.
In theaters seems very odd to me. I feel like it's, you know, like one of those, oh, let's watch that South Park thing. I think it's only
like two theaters, though. And one being the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot.
I don't think it's in a lot of theaters. But, and again, if it's not in a lot of theaters here in Denver, then what's the appeal across the country? We'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's a pretty good story if you think about it,
Story. How much they end up putting into it?
$40 million.
For a restaurant, you guys?
And that's just get it open.
I'm sure it's great. I haven't been yet, but you all have. But I don't know if it's $40 million great.
Remember how long it took to get all the dead rats out of there?
Yes.
Remember how bad they said the ceiling was inside
and they
the
had
place?
So much mold in there.
I know, but doesn't it seem like you could buy a building for $40 million and start all over?
Just scrape it.
Yeah.
Especially that building on Colfax.
Exactly.
Okay, think about where it's at.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Kane Brown tickets coming up in about 10 minutes, so stand by for that. Labor Day weekend, trying to keep everything bright and beautiful around here. Everybody's headed into a great weekend. Nobody's coming to work today here. Now, I don't know about where you're going, but nobody here is coming to work except for us.
Right. That's a true story.
There's a good reason to get in a bad attitude, but we're not going to. Because we're the only people working.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
I know it's not an uplifting story, but what's this poop story?
Okay, so this is crazy. I guess, see, I love Colorado because everybody's outside all the time, doing stuff outside. You know, that's part of the allure, I think, of Colorado living, right? But now, because so many people are hiking and there's so many trails that have been saved for hikers and bikers and all that stuff, we have a huge poop problem.
With the animals?
No.
With the humans?
Yeah.
On trails?
Yeah.
Whoa. People are dropping trowel on trails?
Yeah.
Oh, that rhymes a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah. Drop trowel on a trail?
Especially 14ers.
Yeah, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah.
I can't really blame them on a 14er, though. You can't go back down to 13,
yeah.
can you?
But even on a trail, some of those trails, I mean, I don't know if you've ever hiked, but some of those trails, you get in there, and if you gotta go, you gotta go.
Right. And when you get to a 14er, now, trust me, I've never done a 14er. I know it looked like I could, but I've never done one. But when you get up there, like you're saying, Jamie, the trail gets very small. Right?
Yeah.
And if you go off the trail, you could fall off the edge. So why not go ahead and drop trowel right there?
Where did that drop trowel come from?
I don't know.
Me either.
That's a great question.
You drop your trousers, right?
I think so.
Isn't yeah.
that what it right? Is it?
Yeah, yeah. but I've always
yeah.
heard it.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I have yeah. too.
Shmadel,
yeah.
you ever heard it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
I was wondering where it came from. I yeah. was yeah. like, I think that means trousers.
Sometimes I'll use a phrase that sometimes you guys just don't know what it is because it comes from the backwoods of Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
my son is doing Long's Peak this weekend. I guess they're going through the keyhole. I don't know what this means, but they're using the key, something, something. But I wonder, I've never asked him, has he dropped trowel?
Do you want to know?
I don't think I do. Yeah, no, I don't.
Here's the story.
Everybody was talking about the poop problem.
Jake knows more people are outside playing and pooping.
Oh my gosh, the Aspen's up here so great.
The Colorado Tourism Office backs him up.
Wait a minute. Was he actually doing it as he speaks?
It sounded like it.
Did it not?
Yeah, it did.
What the heck, dude?
So great.
The Colorado Tourism Office backs him up, tallying 4.6 million outdoor overnight trips in 2022.
Probably the grossest things that I've seen is like, you know, dogs who come in contact with human poop and then bring it into a tent.
No!
Yeah, it's awful. Talk about ruining your weekend, I mean.
So Jake came up with a better way to bury human shovel.
Okay, all right. I think we are.
What?
Yeah. Well,
to bury human what?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
They're with the keeping it up and bright and happy for the weekend.
But he developed some products, so they're really, they're yeah, that, he's trying to help.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his thing.
So,
yeah.
All right.
I mean, we could have done without the my dog brought in a human turd.
Yeah, I didn't
portion.
Know where it was going to go from there, Jamie. Yeah, I've not heard this audio, yeah, so I didn't really know.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to text 805-1059 if you ever pooped on a trail. We'll just stand by and wait for your text.
Why don't we find out what he's selling?
Hang on.
Oh, my
Let
God.
Let me back it up again.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Because I got scared.
Yeah.
You know, when that dog started finding stuff.
Came up with a better way to bury human
shovel. So you can load it as needed. So packed wipes are stored in this little Pez dispenser style tray. This is a more sustainable, get you cleaner alternative to toilet paper.
And the magic tablet.
But using fungi to break down waste, I mean, that's awesome. And so you take three of these pack tabs after you poop in the hole and you put them in there and let nature do the rest.
Kind of wish we hadn't listened to the rest of it.
So you dig a hole, okay?
Yeah.
And then you take these fungi. Hey, there's a bunch of fun guys over there. What are they doing? They're partying. Woo, fun guy. And you apparently put them in the hole, and then they eat your poop.
Dissolve
I would suggest you practice this in your backyard before you go on the trail. All right, there you go. Poop problem right here in Denver, Colorado. Denver has a lot of problems. So
yeah, we do. We
I didn't realize we had this one, too.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Man,
we have
poop
downtown and in the mountains.
Look, I say if you're on a 14er and you've made it up to the 14 mark, go for it, man. Go for
what
it.
What else are they going to do?
Go for it.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. All right, happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. This is exciting. Everybody's looking forward to a long weekend. It's going to be beautiferous. But watch out for sloth fever. Whoa. We got sloth fever now.
I saw this.
It's actually not here, really.
Yeah.
It's from people that traveled from Cuba. I guess they were bitten by mosquitoes over there, and it's called sloth fever because we've only known it to be in sloths. But now it's being now humans have it, and it's from being bit by either mosquitoes or any kind of insects.
Yeah, I heard some. I forgot what it was. Some medical. Expert or something that was talking about this a couple of days ago, and I guess it's only been in a few humans so far, like three or four, but they're saying that this thing could really slow you down.
Did you do that whole talk just to get there?
Very slothy.
Yeah, I was kind of freaking out because I thought I was going to go to Illinois, and somebody already passed away in Illinois from West Nile. A teenager in St. Louis. I call it Illinois, even though it's not. But in St. Louis, a teenager just passed away, and an 80-year-old man passed away in Illinois from West Nile. Man, those mosquitoes are no joke. And then there's also the E-E-E-E if you're traveling out east.
Do you have to say it like that?
E-E-E-E-E.
Can't you just do E?
Now I got to go E-E-E-E.
Yeah, you got to enunciate every single E.
Three E's.
I just want to make sure we get it right because it is a health warning.
No, I know, but I feel like if it's three E's, it goes E-E-E.
See, I feel like that you could just E, and you got it covered.
Yeah, maybe, but the other one, see, BJ, is a joke because it sounds like sex, and that's why that's funny. E-E-E-E.
Oh.
That's what mosquitoes would sound like.
Yeah. There you go.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys see the picture of Wendy Williams?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad for that girl. Man, she was on top of the world. I feel like her ex-husband just completely destroyed her. Yeah. It seemed like that Wendy Williams had it all, right? She had this talk show. She was a radio person first. In fact, she got the show I was supposed to have, but that's okay. I'm not mad about it because it was called Jamie Unleashed, and it was a Tribune project that I was supposed to get, but apparently she was better than me, so she got it. It's fine because it just makes you turn into a raging alcoholic and a drug addict and then fall off the wagon. And so I'm still here at least. Makes your husband cheat on you and stuff. I think it worked out fine. In the end of the day, I'm happier, right?
Now,
she is.
What is her status right now? Because, I mean, she's drinking, drugging, she's rehabbing. She's back to drinking and drugging, and she's back to rehabbing. Then she's got a disease, and then where's
she? She's got
at?
A disease. I also think she has, like, alcohol-induced dementia. Her son now, and remember, there was that person that was, what do you call it when somebody controls your estate?
Conservator.
The conservator, and they were trying to get the conservator out of there because the conservator supposedly was spending all her money. That documentary is really painful to watch because you just watch her go downhill after her husband had a secret baby and an affair down the street from her.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. I mean, she was destroyed by that. Now her son, I think, is her conservator, and she's living in Florida, and her son is helping become a caretaker. She can't walk.
Oh, she can't?
No, it said that she had a lot of trouble walking. He was assisting her. So,
and he adores her.
Yeah. Well, it's her only child, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, not that if you have eight kids, they don't all love mom, but, you know, sometimes there's just a...
Yeah. Well, he was here in studio when they came to the studio a few years ago. He was much younger, but he was very, very nice kid.
Yeah, I just don't know if they have any money left.
Yeah, I don't know either.
You know, I feel like that somebody flew through all their money.
Now, did Kevin, is Kevin, Kevin's the husband, right?
Yep.
Did he go off with the lady that had the baby?
Yep.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
Out of the picture.
Yep.
And it says she's worth $20 million, but I don't know. As of February.
Did you watch the documentary, Carson?
No.
I
think it'd be too sad to watch.
It is. Oh, my God. It's really sad to watch because she's living in a penthouse. They have to sell it. She's in rehab. She doesn't know what's going on. And then she keeps having these delusional thoughts that she's going to have her talk show back. The whole time during the series.
Oh. Nobody's going to touch her.
Oh, no. Well, she can't. I mean, she can't.
She's not physically able?
Or mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah, at all. Not at all. This is also another set. My God, I thought we were going to have a happy weekend.
Leah
Remini has just announced that her and her husband are getting a divorce. Now, here's the weird part about what Leah Remini said in her statement. I think they're trying to do that consciously uncoupling thing.
Why do you say that?
Because her statement was so weird. So they have a daughter together, and she said, you know, I think they've known each other for 28 years. They were married for 21, something like that. And she said, we consider this a successful marriage. We're just different people now, but we plan to still curl up at night and watch movies together and celebrate the holidays. Well, that's why.
Yeah, I don't know if you put that in your divorce announcement.
I know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
She's like, he's still my best friend. He'll always be my best friend. We're still going to spend all our time together. I don't know.
Yeah. Be hard to date moving forward.
If you're like, what are you doing tonight? Well, I'm cuddling up with my ex-husband watching a movie.
You want to come over?
Right? That's right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, she made it really honest because, you know, they had reality shows of their marriage. And then they had another one. They had that one. I forgot. They had two. And then another one on TLC about their marriage and that followed them through and all that stuff. And you know who her best friend is?
Her best friend is... No, I don't.
Well, sometimes in high school, like when your best friend breaks up with somebody, you want to be single with them too. So you guys can be like, oh my God, we're both single. And like, let's go and like...
Oh, let me guess it.
Okay.
Her best friend is... let's see, who's getting a divorce right now? Angelina Jolie.
No, listen.
Oh, come on.
I'm just. Do it again.
Okay, I used to have a little, now I got a lot.
J-Lo!
Yes! That is her best friend!
Lordy! God, am I in the pop culture. Look at me!
Yeah, that's her best friend. So maybe she's like, I mean, even though J-Lo's always single and then always married, maybe she's like, oh my God, I'll do this with you. We'll date together. Oh my God, yeah.
Good move then.
Yeah. One day she did. Leah Remini was hilarious. I follow Leah Remini because I like her and I like what she does with Scientology, trying to just blow them up, you know? Not them as humans, just the system. And she was making fun of J-Lo because they're both, she came over to go lay out in the sun.
Yeah.
And she looks like crap. She has no makeup on. Not crap. She just looks natural. Leah Remini does. She has no makeup on, no jewelry. She's just going over to lay out. She goes over. J-Lo has this beautiful, like, Chanel headscarf on, full makeup, her earrings, her jewelry on. And she's like, dude, we're supposed to be, like, laying out.
Yeah, we're not even leaving the house.
She's like, what is this? Why do you look like this? We're going to lay out in the sun.
I will tell you, though, Leah Remini, she put the death nail in Scientology.
Oh, yeah, she tried.
Because Scientology allowed no one to talk about it.
Exactly.
Okay? Nobody could disparage that place. The whole, you know, whatever the spiritual, you know, religion is. Nobody was allowed to talk bad about it until she came forward, and she didn't care. She went after them, man.
Yeah.
They did everything they could to shut her down and couldn't.
I think, well, I know I told you. So when we were doing the show in Los Angeles, we said something about John Travolta, and his people called and they had like Pepsi cancel our commercials. All these different people canceled the commercials to protect them. But now they're nothing like they used to be.
They don't have anywhere near the power because people have opened their eyes to them because of her.
Yeah.
There was a time here at this radio station, if you said something about Scientology and it was disparaging in any way, you had to go down and have a meeting.
Yep.
They would come in for a meeting with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
To straighten you out.
Now we get to call them a cult and not feel bad about it.
You remember they tried to play commercials on here for like a day and we were like, no. And then we just immediately took them off.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We're like, we don't want their money.
Hell no.
No.
Well, we did.
Well, yeah.
Well, we were part of the process. We flipped out about it.
Yeah.
We were like, no, we can't say what we say about Scientology and then they play their commercials. I mean, what kind of people are we? That is just, no, we can't do that.
She opened everybody's eyes to it, though. She really did. I mean, it was her series that did them in.
Noelle and Liam. Man. All right, so today was the pre-sale of the Oasis tickets, and we know for standing, if you want to stand at Wembley the whole time, $150. Woo! Just to stand there. Not even a chair. Just stand there. That's the lowest price, and they're all going to go up. Tomorrow they officially go on sale, but today was the pre-sale, so I guess it's a zoo right now because everybody's freaking out trying to get these tickets.
The queues are going to be insane.
Yeah. So it's England right now, just announced is just England and Dublin. They added 3 more shows to England because it was so crazy. I don't know. I know 2 songs, friends. I know 2 songs, but in England, they're like God.
Yeah. They're going crazy over there.
Yeah, they are.
Ireland, different places.
Yep.
They will do the U.S., but they won't do many. They'll do probably 3 or 4.
Yeah, just to get the money. It's a money grab. All right, and then finally, one last story, and I'm sorry, but this one hits Carson right between the eyes.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey.
Johnny Hockey died.
Yeah.
He did?
Him and his brother.
Isn't that sad?
I don't know Johnny
He was
Hockey.
Young.
He was, I mean, like, he's only 31. He's a superstar. That's why they name him Johnny Hockey.
Who does he play for?
Columbus Blue Jackets. But he got drafted by the Calgary Flames. He's only been with Columbus for 2 years. But him and his brother were cycling, just riding their bikes, right before his sister's wedding, which is terrible, and got hit by a drunk driver. That's what the report is.
Yeah. Isn't that awful?
Motorcycle?
No.
Bicycle.
Cycling. Yeah. By a drunk driver, and he has, like, the whole world in front of him, you know, like...
He's got a wife, couple of kids. It's terrible.
Yeah, that is awful. All right, well, I'm glad that I keep doing the pick-me-ups today. Sorry, I'll try to find some fun happiness for the next one. Happiness! Because remember, there's penis and happy. Happiness, yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.